Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Well, take a look at wheat, well over 20 cents higher in the day. We recall early Monday morning, the wheat market was trying to rally after that Sunday night selling episode we had seen in soybeans and corn because, well, frankly, it froze. It was 10 degrees for 4 hours plus in the Garden City, Kansas area, even into North Texas. And that standard protocol, once you see a freeze, go sell the wheat market. Well, that they dutifully did all day Monday into Tuesday to add insult to injury and took out last Friday's outside session. Higher, meaning we had a lower low Friday than Thursday and a higher high than Friday and closed above it. Well, here we are realizing that, you really don't want to be throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, on Monday on that freeze when it's the bathwater we need. Because what is happening after the freeze is what you do not want to see. And that is switching around from the freeze. They should have went to cool, wet weather. That would have helped the wheat tiller a bit and maybe even increased production. But instead, within 4 days of that freeze event, we're going to be 89 degrees in Garden City, Kansas, 90 degrees and plus in most of North Texas, and no rain for 2 weeks. And it's that western area that's been dry. Even areas in eastern Kansas have dryness, but it's that Oklahoma eastern where that large rain occurred in Missouri. But this western belt, and never mind Colorado, how dry they are. They need some rain on that wheat as well. So up we go. And with Kansas City wheat up 24 and a quarter on the high that he had 631, I would note that if we close here, even if we close above 629, it'll be the highest closing price for spot wheat for the calendar year, and frankly, going back through last year. And so this is a breakout, so to speak, on a closing basis. Never mind that we are still 16 cents under that spike Sunday night high 2 weeks ago. It tells the funds, buy more. That's what it's saying. And momentum is running to the upside, just like when everybody hated the funds last fall when they were running the grain market down. There were momentum running. Well, now they're long and they're buying more. So we are 631 and three quarters up 25 cents on May Kansas City wheat, July up 24 and three quarters, 646 in Chicago, May up 18 on the high, 607 and three quarters, July up 18 at 618 and three quarters. Looking at Minneapolis, May up 20 and a half cents, 644 and three quarters, 19 and a quarter higher on the July, 657 and three quarters. New crop September up 18 and three quarter cents, 673 and three quarters. How about December Minneapolis up 19 and a quarter at 688 and a half? Well, corn on the wheat corn spread getting pulled higher, even though it's widening the spread. We are still up 10 and a quarter on May corn at 464 and a quarter, July up 10 and a quarter at 475 and three quarters. New crop December gaining 9.5 cents, 491 and a quarter. While in soybeans, it's the laggard. May up 7 at 1164, July up 7.5 at 1178 and three quarters. November, as that July-November bean spread kind of unravels a little bit, up 13 right now at 1144 and a quarter, giving us a 20-cent premium on that May to November. Now, a word to the wise. For all the bearish advisory services out there that are saying, oh, now that President Trump has delayed the Chinese meeting by 5 weeks, it'd be lucky if China ever buys 3 million metric tons of beans. Oh, really? Well, let's talk about that for a second. As Joan Rivers would say, we got to talk. Here's the thing. These same bears all said last fall that, A, China never signed a deal, so they're not going to buy the beans. Well, they were wrong on that. They bought them. B, the beans are a dollar premium to Brazil, so they'll never buy them. Well, they were wrong about that, and I explained before why they would. And C, they stated, well, okay, if they do buy them, it's going to take the whole crop year, and they probably won't get them bought till September 1. Well, they bought them in 60 days. So now we have the bears saying, well, beans, they're not going to buy that 8 million metric tons. They're going to maybe buy 3 million metric tons, and they'll probably buy it later on this summer. And there's no signed deal, blah, blah, blah. Well, think about this. President Trump has delayed the meeting for a reason specifically. He's fighting the war. Now, his plan is to show up to China in 5 weeks, that not only did he move ahead of state in Venezuela and change the demographics, the dynamics, I should say, of that country for the future, he may have Cuba in his pocket as well, which, remember the Cuban Missile Crisis back in 1962? Well, now they'll probably be a buddy and we'll be selling new cars to them, or at least new car parts for the old cars. That said, if he has Iran in the rearview mirror, he's not going to show up in China as President Trump. He's going to show up as Emperor Trump. And do you think for a minute the Chinese are going to slight him and make him angry? Because you know what happens when you make him angry. They're going to buy these beans. That's my opinion, and I think we're going to see that buying probably show up later on in April. And that's when the dynamics of, did we have more beans on the March 31st acreage report being planted? Yes, we may have. But then it's called the old crop, new crop bean spread. The old crop, new crop bean spread down to 20 cents right now. They could rocket that thing back out to 70 cents or more. So we shall see. That's my editorial speaking on that. We'll move on. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures under pressure again today after a two-day pop. Box beef stopped going up. It is now softening today a little bit. Feeder index, after having been down 15 days in a row, gained over a dollar yesterday. Today it's up like 2 cents. That's not very impressive. And so the board is soft. The cash trade will obviously be Friday. Cattle on feed report on Friday. Let's see, 99% on feed roughly, 99% placements. Remember now, the Mexican feeder cattle thing is in the rearview mirror as well. We're comparing to last year when there were no Mexican feeder cattle. The on feed number, the marketing's number, something like 92.3. Now, live cattle April down 25 cents, 234.97. June off 20 cents, 233.50. August down 10 cents, 231.17. As we go to the feeder cattle, March is at down $1.57, right near the cash index, 358.22. We have April off $1.85, 352.95. May giving up $1.77 at 348.85. Hogs are mixed, up 15 cents for April hogs, 93.87. June down 15 cents, 107.62. We had a PPI number out this morning. Gold didn't like it. Down $105 an ounce, $4,902.60. And we have Jerome Powell out at 1 o'clock with their interest rate. Well, it's probably nothing's going to happen. The question is he going to talk smack against President Trump and be very hawkish, which could be negative for the stock market? We'll see on that. That's at 1 o'clock. The silver down $2.43, 77.50, while crude oil is higher again today as some oil production got hit in Iran with some bombing. We are up $1.16 on the April. Excuse me, right now 97.36, but $2 off the morning highs. May crude oil only up 67 cents a barrel, 96.18. May gasoline up 5 cents a gallon, $3.13. Diesel fuel up 18 cents a gallon, $3.98. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. You can get a 30-day free trial to our newsletter, a plethora of information, morning quick read on your phone, and afternoon updates. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.